You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. RBI on Thursday decided to maintain the status quo on the repo rate, leaving it unchanged at its current level of 6.5%. This decision, announced after the Monetary Policy Committee (MPC) meeting, comes as no surprise to many economists and market analysts who had anticipated such a move amidst the prevailing economic conditions. The repo rate, the rate at which the central bank lends money to commercial banks, serves as a crucial determinant of borrowing costs across the economy. Its stability or change significantly influences interest rates on loans, including home loans. With the RBI holding the repo rate steady, home loan interest rates are likely to remain unchanged in the near term, providing some reassurance to prospective home buyers. Next up, in their latest analysis, Jefferies delved into the performance of mid-cap stocks in India for the third quarter of the fiscal year 2023-24, Q3 FY24. The report unveils a robust earnings growth trajectory, particularly evident when excluding UPL, with a notable momentum of plus 30% year-on-year across their coverage. Key contributors to this impressive growth include Dixon, Kajaria Ceramics, Pidilite, and V-Guard. Notably, the pipes sectors exhibited the highest margin rise, averaging plus 220 BPS year-on-year, primarily attributed to the stabilization of PVC prices year-on-year, particularly in the FNXP and SI. However, the report also highlights softer demand impacting the business-to-consumer B2C mix of companies such as Havells, Polycab, and Whirlpool of India during Q3. Conversely, the cables and wires C&W segment posted double-digit volume growth. Additionally, the government on Wednesday, February 7th, informed that the number of Vande Bharat trains has been boosted to 82, with efforts underway to enhance their speed to 160 km per hour on the New Delhi-Mumbai and New Delhi-Howrah routes. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that as of January 31, 2024, there are 82 Vande Bharat train services operational throughout the Indian Railways, linking states with a broad-gauge BG electrified network. Additionally, the provision for halting train services and the introduction of new train services, including Vande Bharat, are continual process on the Indian Railways, contingent upon traffic demand, operational viability, resource availability, etc. Vaishnav also stated that detailed records of revenue generated per train and per state are not maintained. Let's talk market. Shares of Power Grid Corporation of India Limited witnessed a surge of over 7%, nearing their record high, following the PSU Power firm's robust financial performance in the December 2023 quarter. The company reported a notable 10.5% year-on-year rise in net profit, reaching Rs 4,028.3 crore compared to Rs 3,645.3 crore in corresponding quarter of previous year. Power Grid shares climbed 7.42% to Rs 287.85, surpassing the previous close of Rs 267.95 on the BSE. The stock opened higher at Rs 273.35 and emerged as the top gainer on the Sensex for the day. The market cap of the firm reached Rs 2.63 lakh crore on BSE, with a turnover of Rs 42.28 crore, as 15.01 lakh shares changed hands. In other news, LG Energy Solution India, a marketing subsidiary of LG Energy Solution, KRX 373220, located in New Delhi, today celebrates its first anniversary in the country. It was last year that the company officially established its subsidiary in India to closely monitor the fast-changing market trends and respond more efficiently to local customers' needs. Interestingly, even before opening LG Energy Solution India, the company has been a major player in the country since its market entry in 2015, establishing a strong presence in the rapidly growing light electric vehicles (LEV) market ever since. The company says India, with its young population, bears significant market growth potential. The Indian electric two-wheeler market is expected to achieve about 45% electrification by 2030. Moreover, in a remarkable achievement highlighting the Indian Railways' commitment to infrastructure development, a staggering 10,867 road-over-bridges and road-under-bridges were completed between 2014 and 2023. This significant milestone underscores the railway's dedication to enhancing safety and mobility across its vast network. This accomplishment comes amidst the Ministry of Railways' ongoing efforts to modernize and upgrade railway stations under the newly launched Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. The scheme is designed to transform stations with a long-term approach and focuses on continuous development through phased implementations of master plans. The Amrit Bharat Station Scheme aims to enhance various amenities at stations, including improved access, waiting halls, toilets, and the installation of essential facilities such as lifts, escalators, and free Wi-Fi. Lastly, let's take a look at how stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed in negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 212.55 points, or 0.97% lower, to settle at 21,717.95, while the BSE Sensex lost 723.57 points, or 1%, to settle at 71,428.43. The broader indices closed in the red, with large cap stocks losing the most. Similarly, Bank Nifty Index lost over 800 points, or 1.76%, to settle at 45,012. Biggest losers on the Nifty were Britannia Industries, ITC, Kotak Mahindra Bank, ICICI Bank, and Eicher Motors, while gainers were State Bank of India, BPCL, and Power Grid Corporation. Among sectors, auto, bank, realty, capital goods, and FMCG down 0.5 to 2%, while oil and gas, power, information technology, and PSU bank up 0.3 to 2%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.